From there, Jesus began gathering his disciples. Andrew and I, together with Peter and James, were among the first to follow him. Shortly after our first meeting, Jesus and his mother were invited with us to a wedding in the village of Cana in Galilee. It was there that Jesus turned water into wine. This miracle in Cana was the first demonstration of his heaven-sent power. And we, his disciples, believed that he was the Messiah. A few days later, Jesus went to Jerusalem. It was the time of the Jewish Passover. Because of his miracles, many people were convinced that he was the Messiah. One night, after dark, a Jewish religious leader named Nicodemus, a Pharisee, came to speak with him.
Sir, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miracles are proof enough of this.
With all the earnestness I possess, I tell you this. Unless you are born again, you can never get into the kingdom of God.
Born again? What do you mean? How can a man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?
What I am telling you so earnestly is this. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Men can only reproduce human life, but the Holy Spirit gives new life from heaven.
To me, go back into the womb again. But Jesus answered earnestly, born of flesh is only flesh, reborn of spirit you must be. If heaven's gates you hope to find, believe and put your trust in me.
Born again.
You must be born again.
You must be born again.